3. That night, a wind rose across the camp, creaking the van like a ship in a storm. Wild Boy pulled his coat tighter around him and nestled in the bundle of sacks that formed his bed. Wherever the travelling fair pitched, the freak shows always closed by sundown. Even the most desperate showmen weren't prepared to spend all evening throwing out drunks and breaking up fights. Because at night, the fairground turned savage. Wild Boy knew the scenes well. Naphtha lights and oil lamps lit grinning, sweaty faces as drunken crowds danced through a haze of steam and tobacco smoke. Some people shrieked from behind carnival masks, black feathered monsters or eerie white faces with long, crooked noses. Others propped up booze stalls, swigging from pots of beer and pints of gin. The dancing booths rocked and pounded to the sound of violins, while gangs of ruffians prowled the path, knocking off hats and shrieking, "Oh-ho-ho-ho!" Often, Wild Boy sat for hours, watching it all through a crack in the wall. It was the only time he ever relaxed, forgetting about his own life and exploring those of others. He sometimes felt as if he were floating through the crack and in among the scenes outside, seeing everything. But that night, he couldn't calm down. It wasn't just the fight in the show, it was this place too. Greenwich was not far from Southwark, and his old workhouse. The memories were still painful, of all those times that strangers had come to see him in his room. His heart had surged with the hope that they'd come to take him away to a different life, a normal life. But really, they'd just paid Master Bledlow to see the freak. And today, he'd gotten carried away again in that same stupid fantasy. He should have known better by now. He'd never be anything other than the savage spectacle of Wild Boy. He slid across the van and spied through another hole, hoping he'd see something to take his mind off things, among the backstage jumble of prop carts and supply wagons that spread behind the path. Nearby, two other freak show performers, the human colossus and the living skeleton, were fighting with tent pegs. The oldest woman in the world, the bearded lady, and Mr. Peculiar crowded around, goading them and gambling on the result. Wild Boy's eyes widened as he watched the scene. His breaths grew deeper, rustling the hair on his cheeks.
"Aye, mutt, ugly mutt."